Planet Mosh with Screaming Eagles. Adrian.
Yep.
Ryan.
Same.
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
No, Chris.
Yes, this is Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Sometimes.
And your alter ego is?
Well, you don't want to know.
Jennifer.
Kylie.
Kyle by day, Kylie by night.
Kylie by night.
Right, so, your first time, Hard Rock Hell.
It is. Virginity has gone.
Fantastic, yeah, brilliant. A real surprise, you know, it's an event attended by, you know, hard rock and fans who dig into the music, so, yeah, it's brilliant.
It was not a bad set, I have to say. You were giving it some damn good energy.
And there was some good photos as well. Thank you very much, Joanna. Thank you. But yeah, we were blown away by the amount of people that were there. For a slot of a quarter or two, we didn't think it would be half as many people as there was.
Opening the stage, yeah.
But blown away by it. It was amazing. Very, very good.
Yep.
I'm sick of saying amazing. I've said it so many times.
No, we've been here for years now.
But no, I mean, I have to say, you look bloody comfortable on the stage. You just look like this is normal main stage, like, yeah.
We need to do that, though. We've sort of just,
said that to us, like,
just taking it our stride, I think.
But we do enjoy it. I think that comes across when we're on the stage, because we do enjoy it. So hopefully that comes across, because if you're standing like a statue, no one's going to look at you. You're going to get bored, I think. So we have to get people coming, paying their money, got to give them something back.
Even you move about?
Yes, I can. My tits were flying everywhere.
It was getting a little racy.
It was. Yeah.
Are you watching my tits?
Couldn't see it under your vest.
I was a little bit like, oh, hello.
Hello.
Well, no, you were in Glasgow.
Yes.
Yes, I saw you there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was there.
Were we talking?
No.
That's okay.
I had to think for a minute. We might. I don't know. Yeah, if we did, I don't remember anyway.
I apologise if it were.
There was a haze of alcohol on that day as well.
Yeah, it's quite a...
That's what the next album's going to be called. In a haze.
Haze of alcohol.
The general theme is you guys like the party on the day before the festival.
Yeah. We like the party.
Yourself? Few Chardonnay, few Shandies?
No. I don't drink.
Well, do you not, yeah? No. Sensible.
No, after last night anyway.
Till the next time.
But how was that when you got
Glasgow's
announced?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's great.
Yeah. What, real surprise.
What was annoying was we weren't there to accept it, because we had work commitments on the Sunday, so we had to fly home on the Sunday, but... when we heard at like 11 o'clock or half 11, 12 o'clock at night, and overwhelmed was the word. Had to crack open the bubbly.
We really didn't expect it. So it was completely out of the, from left field, but couldn't have asked for more. Obviously, what we wanted to do, we achieved it, and we're now riding the wave. So, a lot of exciting things coming up off the back of that win. We seem to be received well, so we're pretty pleased.
Really good. It's pretty weird actually watching you on the main stage, because I was there, you know, watching you. It was kind of early, wasn't it, in Glasgow?
Yeah, it was. Good
start. And then trying to, because that's such a small stage, but I thought you were good. Yeah. But it's, I can't quite, two stages and atmosphere so different. I say, you look so damn comfy.
I like room to move, room to breathe.
Well, I think we've honed that in the rehearsal room as well as the gigs we've done before. We're starting to gel as a band, you know.
Because we are just a young band still, listen, we've only been together for over a year.
We're young babies.
Well, I am.
I'm far from a fucking baby.
Just
in memory, man, you know.
If you were a baby, Bruce Willis would be your voice.
So apart from obviously, you know, you're winning that and playing here, what other highlights have you had in your 1 year?
Most of the highlights are common.
Yeah.
Really,
it's all like headlining or playing with The Answer next year with them. That's gotta be one of the best.
Uriah Heep.
Giants of Rock. Gods of Rocks in March.
Hawkwind. I have a lot of big things happening next year, you know.
Hard Rock Hell Ibiza is probably the main one I'm looking forward to.
AOR.
If we're playing, yeah.
March as well.
Are we doing it in March as well?
Yeah, Ibiza, Hard Rocks, Ibiza Rocks.
Lacefest in Glasgow in May.
Yeah, yeah, in Scotland.
This is cheering me up now, we're not going
to download.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll see you in Ibiza.
Great stuff. We want to play a download, so put that out there.
Yeah, we want to play download.
We'll do it for cheap.
Download.
We'll do it for nothing.
Will we fuck?
We'll do it for a buck fast.
How about Bloodstock?
Woodstock?
Bloodstock.
A Bloodstock, yes. I'll do it as well.
I'm going there, you see, sir.
Well, then you go.
Have you been before?
Bloodstock.
Yeah. What's your favourite out of the whole circuit?
Outside of the Hard Rock Camp, I like Bloodstock.
Yeah.
Bloodstock's good.
Where is that this year?
It's always in Derby.
Derby.
Where are you from?
There's enough green fields there for almost every single festival around Derby. So, what about interviewing me?
This is what I'm saying.
This is about you.
What's your favourite colour?
We need to train you. When this happens, you're supposed to be, explaining about you. Yeah, explain about you.
We've talked about us all day.
I know.
Let's talk about something else.
Alright, what would your alter ego be?
Mine is Fry.
Fry Balls
is my alter ego.
Fry Balls?
Yeah, that's a long story. It's a long story.
We'll share it sometime, but not right now.
That's for my autobiography.
Oh, wait,
so that's
working there.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've got a book somewhere down the line, so maybe check it out there.
A colouring book?
So what would you say, obviously you say you've just been together for a year, but you're doing, it's been quite a year and there's lots of things.
It's been busy, he's been very, very busy. Like,
what would you say it makes you stand out over the bands?
I think, well, firstly we made our debut album, that was the first thing we did, and it has got really good feedback. People seem to really like the album, so I think that has made us stand out, a good debut album. We're just, we don't have big egos, we just like playing rock music and it's
good
brilliant.
Songs.
Good songs.
Brilliant vocalists.
Yeah.
Fry's the guy that makes us stand out, you know what I mean?
It's a hard work from all the band.
Except me.
It's a great camaraderie. This is the glue of the band, Kyle is the glue that holds us all together.
No, it doesn't look like it, right?
Some of us are egotistical, some of us are laid back almost horizontal, some of us uptight, but some of us are comedians. We have the ingredients to bring everyone down, bring everyone up, and we sort of all meet in the middle, and it's good. So.
And we'll probably be broke up by the time Les Fest comes around, I would say.
He's saying it.
So, when you first met each other, what were your first impressions of each other?
Dickheads.
Really, really.
What a wanker.
Well, I've known these two guys for years. I used to follow them in their other band.
He's a stalker.
Yeah,
stalker. Ran and come out of his house. There was Fry.
I was actually more interested in his sister.
Oh. It's even in the media now.
His sister's the main reason why this band's together, I would say.
Yes,
whole story about
it. I met Chris through my sister whenever they were both in school. God bless her, we cotton socks. Only a few years ago too. I'm a bit older than Chris now, but I've known Chris a while. Known this guy Adrian years and years. We started playing football before we even knew each other played instruments.
Football,
they
have bands.
And somehow we met this boy over here, Kyle, and he came into the fold, had a few jams with us, and next thing we're sitting here talking to you with an album and doing some good things.
Yep.
Together. All those things just brought you to me.
Some call it destiny.
Yeah,
some call it destiny.
To this point, yeah.
I call it bad luck.
We call it bad luck.
But we're all having a blast. We're all friends. We all get along. That's the main thing.
First and foremost, it's not a business. It's fun.
It's good fun.
Yeah. Whatever else comes out of it, make some money.
We don't make any money off this. It's cost us money.
For the love of rock.
It's when somebody walks up and asks you to sign their t-shirt or asks you to sign their album. That's what makes it for me.
That's enough. That makes it all worthwhile.
It's never happened yet.
It has. I haven't done it wrong, are you? The thing is, nobody wants the drummer to sign
nobody
anything.
Nobody even knows anything in the fucking band.
I think you're our dad.
Yeah, I know. Fucking bloody wanker or something.
He's like our wee funny brother that no one wants to
Nobody knows
he actually is of ours, but he sort of tags along and make him feel welcome and all. And now sitting in the interviews with our kind selves. And
he's a nuisance to be honest. No, he's not a bad lad. We all get on and we all love writing music together, love going to rehearsals. So
and the rehearsal rooms,
we're going to spend a lot of time in the rehearsal room next, give some new material down, and that's in the future. We're going to do a few more good gigs and support some good bands. Some good bands support us, hopefully. It's the second time, really second time.
So have you got any ideas for the next X album, or sort of the direction you want to go in?
There's no preconceived direction. We're not targeting a certain kind of music. It's going to be whatever comes out.
Whatever we come up with.
Stick to the same formula, is what I would say. We're not going too wrong. Maybe change it up a wee bit, but
if we have a few ideas. If we all like and it has a good hook, well then, you know, we'd probably make a song out of it.
It happened very quickly the first thing, so.
Yeah.
Although we do have a great album, a hard task to follow. There.
Yeah,
we're not going to rush it. We're going to take our time and make sure it's good enough to be on the album when we get around to it.
Next year, after Christmas.
It's exciting. We're going to get some hard work done now in the next few months.
Christmas 2014.
Yeah. Take a back seat from gigs apart from the main ones we just mentioned there. Get back in the studio. A lot of hard work.
Now, I have been asking since you mentioned Christmas 2014. Are you going to go for Christmas number one? I'm determined to get one of the bands here this weekend on the main Christmas number one.
I was actually thinking
Christmas
we should
song.
Do a Christmas song.
That's a good idea.
But or I was actually going to try and corner the market and do an Easter song because nobody does songs over Easter. We could sing about eggs or rabbits.
Jesus. Yeah, we're going to do a Valentine's Day song as well.
Yeah.
No, we're not. That's
we'll
just,
do lots. We'll do every kind of day. Song. We might even we're gonna do a hump day song.
What's a hump day song?
I think it's like midweek.
Steak and blowjob song. That's a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not, it gotta be.
It definitely
we'll
is.
We'll do a no smoking day as well.
Nah.
A boxing day song. I'm sure there's a lot of people have
a boxing day song. Nobody does a boxing day song.
Yeah.
Orson Stevens, was your favorite song?
Oh, look at the smile.
Is that what you call it?
I didn't know.
Slayer.
They called it Thursday.
So obviously, you know, you're going into where you're going to be doing those gigs next year and sort of the next album.
Mm-hmm.
If you could instead create your own festival, what three bands would you pick?
It is this
ACDC,
Pearl Jam,
Airborne, and you.
It's Pearl Jam for me.
Take them more.
Just make it happen.
Who would you, you look at to swap? You said you've got your brain transplanted into one of you lot just for the day. Who would you pick?
Well, for me, Ryan, it's got to be that kid Kel. I have no idea what's going on in his head every day. That would be the most interesting thing.
It would scare me to death. I would like to see how slow his brain works.
The haze of cannabis.
Yeah, so Kel's head. Yeah.
This man's already a billionaire as well.
Yeah.
Several times over.
Do you like to just stay as you are?
Yeah, I like me. It's fucking amazing. I wouldn't mind being nude for about half an hour. As far as that, I'm happy enough for that.
That's another story. Right, a quick 30-second elevator sell about your debut album. Why should people go out and buy it?
Because it's cheap.
It's cheap, yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, I'll shoot you.
Because it's 10 tracks of pure rock and roll. It doesn't let up. If you like rock and roll, buy the album. You will enjoy it. And as Chris says, it's cheap.
Volume of Heart, and it's brand new, so check it out.